Would you be interested in coming to work for me? Aunt Ellen blinked. But I've promised to be in the service here at O'Reilly's. It wouldn't be right to leave them. Don't worry about us, Mrs. O'Reilly assured her. Mrs. Cameron and I have already discussed it, and we've agreed it would be the best thing for you and Rose. We'll put an advertisement in the newspaper today to fill your position here, and then you'll be free to go. With all our best wishes, added Mr. O'Reilly, and I must say it sounds like Mrs. Cameron offers will suit you very well. Mrs. Cameron nodded. I can match your current salary and add a little more as an initiative. I can always also provide living quarters for both you and Rose. I have two very nice bedrooms in the back of the house, overlooking the garden, one for you and one for Rose. There's a little sitting room between them for you both to share. Very cozy and comfortable furnishing. I think it will be for your likings. The piano in the drawing room, of course, will be for Rose to play as she wishes. She looked towards Rose and smiled, then turned her attention back to Aunt Ellen. So would you be interested in such an offer? Rose held her breath. Say yes. Oh, please say yes. She wanted to say, but she knew better than to speak out of turn. Instead, she made herself sit very still and tucked her hands tightly under her knees to contain herself. Aunt Ellen lifted her chin. But surely this is too generous. Not only will you increase my wage, but you will provide living quarters for both of us. You are very kind, Mrs. Cameron, but I am not sure it would do for me. You see, I don't want any favors. I always believed in earning my keep. Rose couldn't believe her ears. Here was the solution to all their problems, and Aunt Ellen was saying no. From my point of view, it is a fair arrangement for both of you, insisted Mrs. Cameron. You will be working to earn your keep. I will have secure, good, reliable help, and this is something I've been looking forward to. I will have Rose to fill the house with music and give me lessons now and again. She eyed Aunt Ellen hopefully, then she added, and if I understand correctly from Rose, you're interested in doing some STEM trick work, Ellen? Aunt Ellen nodded, and her proud expression softened just a little. I have a sewing machine and would be grateful if you would do a little bit of sewing for me. I have one or two things that need altering at the moment. I'm thinking I might have a new skirt made as well. We could see how it do, and if you happy for you as a friend, what do you say? Aunt Ellen hesitated and then looked at Rose. Rose, what do you think? I think you should accept. It sounds perfect. Her hands flew out from under her knees in eagerness, but she quickly tucked them back again, and Aunt Ellen back to Mrs. Cameron. Well, if it suits Rose, it suits me. I say yes. I'll do it. I picked this passage because Mrs. Cameron is giving Rose and Aunt Ellen a house and extra money. Earlier in the book, Rose gave Mrs. Cameron food, even though Rose didn't know Mrs. Cameron and if she was rich or poor.